Harper Audio presents Fool for Love by Eloisa James. Performed by Justine Eyre. 1. In which Simon Darby receives undesirable news. 28 Park Lane, London. Some men turn into walruses when they're angry, all bushy and blowing air. Others resemble pigs, with pillowy cheeks and small eyes. Simon Darby turned into a Cossack. His eyes took on a slanted look. High cheekbones that spoke of generations of Darbys turned formidable, angular, and altogether foreign. To Gerard Bunge's mind, the man looked positively savage. The last time the Honourable Gerard Bunge himself could remember being so enraged was when his doctor informed him that he had caught the pox. Even remembering the moment made him queasy. There was that uneasy sense of heavenly retribution, not to mention the unpleasant treatment lying ahead. But even less would he like to be told that his inheritance had disappeared. After all, diseases come and go, but life is so expensive. Even handkerchiefs are prohibitive. Darby was probably in shock, so Bunge repeated himself.
There's no question about it. Your aunt is increasing.
When Darby still didn't answer, Bunge strolled over to the litter of china dogs lining the mantelpiece and thought about poverty versus the pox again. Definitely syphilis was preferable.
I said Lady Rawlings is ancien. I mean to say the Countess of Trent paid her a visit in the country and described the lady as waddling. Did you hear me, Darby? They likely heard you in Norfolk.
Silence. Bunge couldn't stand silence himself.